Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexi Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
More noise, please.
You are listening to More Noise, Please on netradio.ca and 1280 AM in Toronto every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and now in syndication on CFRC.ca and 101.9 FM in Kingston every Friday at 10 p.m. I am Super Jen and I am your host. This week, my guest is Halifax-based harsh noise artist Panties. He is going to be in the GTA this week for a three-date mini-tour, starting with a show that I'm putting on this Thursday, November 14th, at Spadina Baby, with London's harsh noise artists Shameful and Shelf, and Toronto's Shimona, who'll be playing an ambient drone set with electric cello and a radio, and Nualtlim, and this reads as Meltdown backwards, with an AV core set. This event is the tape release party for Panties' Transatlantic Noise Destruction split with Lickin' Lippin' on Robot Lust. You can catch the show Thursday, November 16th at Spadina Baby at 688 Richmond, Unit 405. Doors at 7, noise at 8, and there will also be tasty vegan and gluten-free treats available by Atomic Cupcakes by Nicole. Hope to see you there. Later on in the second half, I'm going to be playing some material by the artist performing at this event to give you a taste of what you might hear, plus some other great local noisy stuff. First, let's start off the show with the first half hour presented by Panties.
Listening to More Noise, Please. I'm Pentis, and this was the first track of an upcoming Lickin' Lippin' Pentis split. This tape is coming out tomorrow at the show at Spadina Baby. And now we'll move on to something else.
Yeah.
And we just heard two bands from Nova Scotia from the early 20-teens. The first track we heard was by Scribbler called Z or Six Z's. I'm not sure how it's supposed to be pronounced. And the second track was by Mesfalk from Sydney, Nova Scotia. And that one was called, as you might have guessed, Every Day I Kill My Brain With Drugs. If you've never heard of either of those bands, go look them up. Scribbler was awesome in the Halifax scene, and Mesfalk was a flash in a pan, went out with a bang. They were amazing. Go look them up. And now, moving on to something completely different.
Here's the case of an announcer. Here's the case of an announcer. Here's the backside. Here's the case of an announcer. Now in the backside. And now in the backside. Here's the case of an announcer. Now in the backside. And now in the backside. Here's the backside. And now in the backside. Here's the case of an announcer. And now in the backside. Here's the backside. And now in the backside. Here's the case of an announcer. Here's the backside. Here's the case of an announcer.
And we just heard one of the tracks by Doomed Fossils, which of course was a collaboration between Fossils from Hamilton, who were also before that in Offensive Orange, and I'm pretty sure they were also in Space Ninja Jesus even before that. And of course Doomed Fossils was the collaboration between Fossils and DAAD, who was based at the time here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Anyways, now we're moving on.
Oh,
And we just heard some Iron Beach Face, part of their split with the Coventry Massacre, and followed by another Nova Scotian band called Fist Fight. The song is called End Species. And interesting fact, the first show I ever booked, I flew Iron Beach Face down to Halifax, and Fist Fight was one of the opening bands for them. If you never heard of either of those two bands, again, highly recommend you check them out. Iron Beach Face was an awesome cybergrind band from Southern Ontario, and Fistfight was some pretty cool sludge. Anyways, again, tomorrow on November 14, we'll be playing a show at Spadina Baby. It's going to be me, Panties, Shelf, and Shameless from London, Ontario. And that's the first date on our small tour. We'll be playing Toronto, Kitchener, and London. And it'll also be a tape release show for my split with Lickin' Lepinay. Alright, here we go again.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
By the Vixens, another Halifax band from about 2010 or so. And even though they're from Halifax, this LP actually came out in the UK. And following that, we heard some Elephant Man Behind the Sun, or EMBTS. We heard a bunch of tracks of one of the demos that were on the compilation that came out on Breathing Problem Productions a few years ago. For those of you who might not know, James had a twin brother, Phil. Phil's band was Mass Folk, the one that we heard way earlier in the show. They also had a bunch of bands together, like Canker, which was the first one I knew by both of them, and Chernobyl Children. They also had each one of them had more bands, but I think it's fair to say that for James, EMBTS was his big band, and for Phil it was Mass Folk. Unfortunately, they took their own lives about a year apart, and so there is no more EMBTS or Mass Folk to be had, unfortunately. On that sad note, let's continue with our programming. Thank you. an excerpt of 30 Centuries on Bird and Slug and Debris by a collaboration between Rhoda and Dang. We heard part of the track called... Let's see what the track was called. This track was called Strange Echoes. And as I said, it came out recently on Bird in Slug and Debris. And it came out on a pretty special day. Very appropriate for it to be a collaboration between those two artists. Anyways, for the last track I'll play, we're gonna listen to one of the first 7 inches I bought. It's gonna be Murder Squad TO, for those of you who know them. When I bought the 7-inch, I thought they were an awesome grindcore band. Only to find out years later that they're not the band I thought they were, mainly because I used to listen to that particular 7-inch at 45 RPM instead of 33, which is it's supposed to be. Anyways, we're gonna hear one of their tracks of their split with Sore Throat, but we're gonna listen to it like I did when I was a teen. Also, somehow need to mention that apparently, according to Dave, this is the last Sore Throat release ever. Came out with our very local Murder Squad TO. Thanks, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks to Panties for that great guest set and interesting selections, including the Murder Squad TO track On the Wrong Speed. Coming up next, you're going to get a glimpse of what you can hear on Thursday at Spadina Baby if you're in the Toronto area. And we're going to start off with a sculptural sound piece by Shimona, which incorporates field recordings of vocals and stones in a cave.
Thank you.
We just heard track 3 off the brand new tape by Panties and Lickin' and Lippin' called Transatlantic Noise Destruction. Coming up next will be a premiere off the upcoming Nualtlem release on Here's My Card Records on vinyl, with tracks from Skeeter, Hinder, Lafo, Rubber Muffin, Famine, and Hitori Tori. And this is called Re-Recall, the Lafo Re-Remix.
What you've been feeding this thing.
Coming up next, we'll be pulled into a vortex by Shameful from the Whiteout Disintegration tape released in 2021 on Abhorrent AD, followed by a Shelf Rampancy collab, which will be available on this Saturday exclusively at the Noise Show in London at the Variety Cafe. And again, you can catch Panties, Shameful, Shelf, Watlam, and Shimona this Thursday, November 14th at Spadina Baby. Show starts at about 8. Thanks again to my guest Panties, and thank you for listening to More Noise, Please.
More noise, please.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Station. Doors will open on the right.
Sit back.